new season begins. Coach, last year, I thought towards the end of the season, the team was playing its best football of the year. The team got progressively better from week to week. Do you build on that, or is it a new year with new kids and you turn a page as you start this new season?
Well, I think, you know, we have, I think, six kids coming back, offense and defensive side of the ball. So that means we're 16 new starters. So it's definitely a new season. And it's mainly senior-laden. We're not playing a lot of juniors, so it's mainly seniors. So I don't know how to answer that question. It's a new season, essentially, with a lot of new athletes. But, you know, they've spent their time and paid their dues, and let's hopefully they can pan out this year.
Let's talk about your quarterback. Nick Sirikowski played himself into more snaps as last season went on. He got a lot of seasoning last year, and I thought he also got better. He became a more comfortable passer, I thought, as the season went on. He was in a lot of running situations early, and yet his passing game, as he got more reps, I thought he was getting better last year.
Yeah, he's just a quality person, and he's one of our leaders of our team, and we've been real pleased with his progression this year, and both with his feet and his arms. So hopefully he stays healthy. We do have a very good backup quarterback, too, that will get some playing time because we'll still move Nick out to wide receiver to give us a little more speed at wide receiver when we need it.
For people who don't come out and see Nick Sirikowski, he's really fast first step and has a lot of speed, so obviously you want to get him out in space in some situations too.
Absolutely, you know, and that's part of his game that during the scrimmage we weren't able to utilize, and that is his scrambling ability, and his biggest thing is sprint out and run first, throw second, because he's a very dangerous runner. So that's something that we didn't work on during the scrimmage and that hopefully we'll utilize tomorrow night.
The biggest drawback to a quarterback like that is when they lose their sense of when they have to surrender. That a scrambling quarterback, if it takes more than one or two guys, sometimes they'll give up sacks 15, 20 yards. And, you know, if you're going to go down, a loss of 5 or 10 is fine. The bigger losses, you know, when, gee, he thought he could escape one more time and couldn't, those are drive killers. Does Nick have a sense of that?
Well, I think Nick has a sense that if the receiver is an open, he's going to pull it down and run right away. He's going to avoid that 10-yard loss on a sack because he's a very good running person. My fear is he's 155 pounds, okay? And I don't want him to run it too much because he won't be able to withstand hits from 250, 260-pound linemen. So he's got to be very elusive when he decides to run and not hurt himself.
Yeah, as I saw your running back, Wyatt Brown, play baseball last spring in center field, Wyatt Brown's speed is on display in every game, running down line drives, and that kind of speed is going to translate on the football field well, too.
Well, we certainly hope so. I mean, he's put his dues in also, and he's been a player for 2 years. He's one of the athletes that does have some experience back there, and I hope this is a big year for Wyatt Brown, and I think he hopes so, too.
Every year at the high school level, there are a couple of kids who take huge steps forward in the off season. Either they've developed more physically, or they've spent time in the weight room, or they just have that level of maturity from their junior to their senior year that they're ready to make a bigger contribution. Do you have a sense of who those players are on your team this year?
I hope it's our linemen, because we are starting a lot more new linemen. They've been very, very, very dedicated throughout the winter and all summer long. So I'm hoping all their hard work pays off because they definitely worked very hard.
On your roster, you have a lot of kids who are listing bigger than they did a year ago. Are you happy with the work that was put in the weight room over the offseason?
Absolutely. Our conditioning was better, I thought. Our speed was better. Pro agility was better. Our leg strength was very good. The one thing we were a little lower in is our upper body, and our bench maxes weren't where they needed to be necessarily. However, that's out of all of them, that's the one that we probably de-emphasized the most. So hopefully we're quicker off the ball and can move a little better.
Talk a little about your defense, because last season, and maybe last season's a bad comparison because you've graduated so many people from 1 year to the next. I thought the defense had a lot of negative yardage plays, a lot of stops, but was also vulnerable to the big play.
Well, and that's our defense a little bit too, is we do blitz a lot, and you know it's all or none sometimes, we play very aggressive because we're not very big. We just can't sit in there. If you take a look at our starters, we're a small defensive line, no doubt about it. I think the tallest kid is 6 feet. I think he's 196. That's their biggest defensive lineman this year. So we have to move, and we have five different linemen, and we'll be bringing people from all different directions because we just aren't that big right now, and forces our defensive backs to be in man coverage a little more than we'd like. But we'll see how it goes.
Stevens Point is back on the schedule. It's almost a shame that that was a great rivalry when you'd see them every year, and now you don't see them as much.
Well, you know, we see them in all the other sports, so it's still a big rivalry. You know, when we come to playoff time, they're going to compare us. They're going to be in our region, and so it is a very, very big game to us. You know, even though it's not a conference game, the first question is going to be how did you rate against the same opponents, and you know, so we're going to be compared with them right off the bat. So we hope to do well. It's a huge game for us.
What's the most important thing on an opening night? There is so much emotion and there's so much time in practice that finally gets onto the field in game situations. What's your message to the players as the season begins?
To really hit focus and do your job, and count on the guys next to you to do theirs and play more as a team, and trust one another. Those are things that are going to be real important. And then when doing all that, have fun.
Good luck tonight, Coach.
Yep. Thank you.